And here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Riley Josaro going the length of the floor, lost the handle on the ball, and then has it knocked away and out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. Fair Lady Bobcats will inbound down on the offensive end along the baseline. It'll be Riley Josaro to trigger it in. Just underway here in the championship game. Fair inbounds to Davis. Riley, a little shake and bake on the dribble. Has it on the left side wing. Kicks it outside to Regal. Back to Davis. McIntyre jumps out on her. Davis moves off the screen. Fires a dong three, and it's good. Riley Davis from downtown. The Thayer Lady Bobcats take the early 3-0 lead. And here's a steal by Hillis in the press. And she scores the layup. Alton inbounds it again. McIntyre going up the right sideline. Long pass up the court. Got it there to Reynolds. Reynolds in the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound. Avery Bowers. Here comes Thayer on the break. Hillis up the left side. She'll back it out. Oh, and she lost it out of bounds. Cade Hillis tried to make a little backwards dribble to get back to the three-point line, and she mishandled the ball out of bounds. It'll be Alton ball. Thayer with the full court pressure. Alton throws it over the top. Got it down. They got a three-on-two opportunity. Shot is up. No good by Campbell. Ball rebounded by Bowers. The outlet pass taken by Alton. They got it over to number 34, Reynolds. Now Campbell back outside, and Davis will intercept the pass. Davis and Hillis on the break, the two-on-three, and Davis goes to the rim, couldn't get it to go down. Rebound. Oh, and Riley Josaro had a foot on the out-of-bounds line. 5-0 early. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. And again, Thayer with a full court pressure. They get the ball up the court, and all the way to the basket goes to Reynolds, and we got a whistle, and a double dribble going to be called on number 34, Cassidy Reynolds. That was good defense back there by Avery Bowers to get back and stop the layup. 6:41 to go first quarter. Thayer with the ball, bring it into the front court. Riley Davis swings it on the left side to Regal. Out to Bowers on top of the key, and right side to Hillis. Caden out to Davis for three more. Yes! Riley Davis with another three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company and the Alton Lady Comets. Won a timeout. 8-0 Thayer Lady Bobcats with lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back after timeout. The Thayer Lady Bobcats forcing Alton to call a timeout. Thayer jumped out on top early, 8-0. A couple of threes by Riley Davis. Here's almost another steal in the press. Alton breaks it. They get it down to Campbell. Going to the bucket. Shoots. No. Rebound taken by Trantham. Back up in it. No. No good. And the rebound taken by Avery Bowers for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Chance to go up double digits here. They get the ball to Caden Hillis out on top of the key. Backs it out near midcourt. Thayer will start it from there. Swing it right side to Regal. Regal gets the defense on her. Alton playing man-to-man here. Here's Davis going down the left side of the lane to Sorrell for a long shot. No good. Rebound on the floor. Hillis to Regal. Up with a shot off the window. That's no good. Bowers rebounds. She can't follow it in. And finally, Miley Haney yanks down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer again. Backcourt pressure even after a missed shot. McIntyre gets it across the timeline. The defense backs off. Ball goes to Haney on the left side. Now right side to Campbell. Long three-point shot is good. Kaylee Campbell puts Alton on the board with a three. Thayer way down the floor. Got the ball to Hillis. She gets hammered on the layup. And she is still down out of bounds. She's getting up on her own. And she's okay. The foul going to be called on the Alton Lady Comets. Number 24, Braylee Campbell called for the foul. And Caden Hillis will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Boy, that was a hard foul right there. And now we're going to get the officials have gone over to the Thayer principal, and it looks like we have a crowd issue. Who would have thunk it? And we're going to see what they're going to do. And oh, flash on the camera. Okay. All right, first free throw for Hillis is up and good. As if I'd taken photos, they had the flash on. That's not allowed inside in a basketball game. Substitution here for the Alton Comets. Number 5, Jessica Green will check in. And checking out number 34, Cassidy Reynolds. Second free throw for Hillis is in and out, no good. And Trantham runs down the rebound out in the corner. Alton coming the other way, quick up the floor, got it to Haney. Haney stops, now gives to McIntyre. The point guard runs it from the top. Over to Haney. She'll hand it off to Campbell. Campbell back to Haney. She'll shoot a long three. That one's good. Miley Haney from way downtown. And with just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 9-6 Thayer with the lead. Here Davis looking for a shot. Goes to the baseline. Pulls up. Shot is blocked by Trantham. And the loose ball picked up by Alton. Lady Comets here with a chance to tie if they hit another one from downtown. They get it in the corner to Green. Green dribbles out of traffic, gives it to McIntyre. McIntyre throws up a running one-hander. It's no good. Riley Joe Sorrell down with the rebound for Thayer come the Lady Bobcats. Hillis up the left side, kicked it to the corner. Davis, quick trigger on a three, and it's good. Davis hits her third three in the first quarter. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Alton with it. Green got it down the court, gets to McIntyre. McIntyre making a move toward the buckets. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She gets it out to Reynolds. 17-footer is up. Excuse me, Campbell, number 24. Campbell hits the shot. She's got 5 in the quarter, and it's a 4-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. And Kinsley Regal caught the ball, the pass, on the sideline, and she was standing out of bounds. Wow, not good court awareness there. Regal should have known she was that close to the sideline. Substitution for Alton, as they will get Reynolds back in the ballgame. And Green will check out. McIntyre brings it across the timeline. Thayer pulled off the full court pressure there. Alton swings it to the left side. Now over to the right side to McIntyre. McIntyre back out to Haney. Haney now to Campbell. Campbell got it over to Reynolds in the corner. Her pass is stolen by Hillis out to Davis, who will drive. Oh, they're going to call a foul in the backcourt. So the bucket for Davis will not count. We get a foul on number, was it 24 again? Yes, it was. And that's 2 on Braylee Campbell. Biggest offensive threat for the Lady Comets in this tournament has been Braylee Campbell. Now an early foul trouble with 2. Coach Benson chooses to leave her out there right now. Thayer gets into the offensive set. Outside is Regal. Swings on the left side to Hillis. Hillis over to Bowers. Bowers over to Sorrell. Sorrell to Bowers, cutting through the lane, couldn't hang on, but the ball knocked away and out of bounds by the defense. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under their own bucket. Just to the left side of the glass. Riley Joe Sorrell slaps it, looking to get it in. Goes to Hillis in the paint, puts up the shot, no, and Trantham yanks down the rebound for Alton. Got it out to Haney. Haney, long cross-court pass, goes to Campbell. Campbell drives down to the baseline, now backs it out on the dribble. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They had McIntyre pinned against the sideline. And the foul goes on Caden Hillis, will be her first team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Comes with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Campbell's going to come out of the game now. Coach Benson goes with number 20, Emma Coffin, a freshman from Alton. Had a good night here last night in the semifinal win. Alton handles it out front. McIntyre gives it up. Long shot by Haney. No good. Rebound, Cawthon. She couldn't score. And Riley Joe Sorrell with another rebound. Thayer running the floor. Bowers pulls up for three. Oh, that's up. Davis pulls up for three. No good. And the rebound to Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Chance to get back to within 2 with the bucket. They swing it on the right side to Reynolds. Reynolds dumps it inside. Ball deflected and taken by Hillis. Hillis and Davis on the break. Down to Davis tries the reverse layup as the pass was a little late. Thought Hillis should have given that up just a little bit sooner, but Riley Davis will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Kaylee McIntyre. That'll be her first. Riley Davis, 9 points in the first quarter, 9 of the 12 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and she misses the free throw. And substitution for Alton now, number 5. Green checks back in. Number 34, Cassidy Reynolds, comes out. Coach Benson's used seven different players already in this game. Second free throw for Davis. Rattles in and out, no good. That's a rarity. Riley Davis missing two free throws in a row. Alton with the basketball, down by four. Right side they go to Green. Green outside to McIntyre. Now Haney out between the circles. Back to McIntyre on the right side. She's directing traffic. Now puts the ball on the floor, gets the offense in motion. Alton with three low. McIntyre out on top. Oh, that might have been a double dribble. No call. And here's a steal by Regal. Regal to Davis. Bounces it one time. Shoots the layup and scores. Davis with 11 in the first quarter. Here's the inbound play to Haney. Thayer with the full court pressure. They get it across, Alton with the ball. Get it inside to Haney. Haney misses a short jumper. Rebound to Alton. Back up and in. Nice job on the rebound. A lot of contact. Foul is going to be on Caden Hillis for Thayer, and that'll be number two on Hillis. And credit the basket to Jessica Green, number five, her first 2 points of the game. Going to the line, shooting to make it a three-point ball game here. Free throw is up for Green. It's good. So Green's got three in the quarter. She comes out, number 34. Cassidy Reynolds checks back in. Reynolds the sophomore, replacing the junior, Jessica Green. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end, up by three, 14-11. Davis outside, moves off the screen, gives in the corner to Bowers. Back out to Hillis. Hillis now to Davis on the right side wing. Makes a nice move into the lane. Little European step, her shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Riley does that European step as well as anybody. That time, ball got deflected on the way to the rim. Thayer inbounds it to Bowers. Bowers right side, Hillis. Back to Bowers, down under the bucket. Tries to scoop it up and in, and the shot hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound picked up by Alton. Here they come. McIntyre going to try a three. It's good. Kaylee McIntyre from downtown, and our score tied at 14 with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Thayer with it. Right side to Regal. Regal looking inside. Bowers at the high post. Now gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell spins away from the defense, shoots a running one-hander, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Nice play there by Reynolds, Cassidy Reynolds, to come up with that loose ball. Alton the other way with a chance to take the lead, pass in the middle, stolen, outlet pass to Davis. Davis will drive for the layup and puts Thayer back on top. Riley Davis now with, and Davis steals the inbound pass. Got it to Hillis, and then Hillis trying to bounce it across the lane. Ball is stolen, and we're going to get a foul. And I believe they're going to call, yes, they do, the third foul of the game on Caden Hillis. Third foul on Caden Hillis, and she will come out of the game immediately. Bailey Logue will check in. And now the Lady Bobcats are going to pull off the pressure. 23 seconds to go, and Caden Hillis picks up her third foul for Thayer. All three of the fouls in the first quarter been called on Caden. Alton with the basketball. Haney swings it down in the corner to Reynolds. Reynolds back out to Haney. Now McIntyre on the right side to Cawthon. Cawthon trying to bounce it out top, and the ball stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Get it out to Davis. Davis from half court. Oh, just misses the shot. And our score at the end of one quarter of play, 16-14. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets here in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is employee owned and operated.
Well, here we go in the second quarter. Alton Lady Comets with the ball. Chance to tie on this first possession of the period. They swing it right side. Got it down the corner. Now inside for Campbell. Her shot is partially blocked and goes out of bounds. Didn't see if it was Bowers or Regal. They were both there. One of them blocked the shot. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. Was just underway in the second quarter. Got it in the corner and bouncing out to the wing. And now right back they go to Campbell. Campbell to McIntyre. Now to Green. Green will give it up to McIntyre. They're working the right side of the floor. McIntyre's got it. Another long three-point shot. That's no good. And Bowers down with a rebound for Thayer. Oh, might have been a travel there. Bowers lost her balance. Started to fall down. Thought it looked to me like she took a step. Anyway, Thayer's got the ball after the missed shot. Riley Davis out on top. Alton still playing man-to-man. Davis will swing it around to Sorrell. Sorrell in the corner to Regal. Back out to Sorrell. Wide open, didn't take the three. Instead, gives it to Davis. Riley's got 13 of the Lady Bobcats, 16 here in the first half. They are being very patient here. Riley goes Sorrell. Had an open shot at the top, didn't take it. Swings it down to Bailey Logue, and she'll give it back to Riley Davis. We've played a minute, 10 seconds here in the second period. Neither team has scored yet. Riley Davis going down the left side of the lane. Pulls up a shot in the corner. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed around and picked up by Davis. And she is going to get fouled as she makes a move to the basket. Foul will be on the Alton Lady Comets. We'll check on the number. Number 24. Uh-oh. That is Braylee Campbell for Alton. She picks up her third. And quickly, Emma Trantham gets up off the Alton bench and going to check back in the game. And Campbell with her third foul. So each team with one of their key offensive weapons on the bench in foul trouble here in the first half. Caden Hillis for Thayer, Braylee Campbell for Alton. Lady Bobcats worked the ball around the perimeter. Got to Bowers for three, top of the key. That's no good. Trantham had the rebound. It's knocked away. Regal picks it up and scores. Kinsley Regal with her first two of the night. Thayer runs the lead back out to four. 18-14, and now Alton throws it away, trying to break the press. Thayer Lady Bobcat press has given Alton some problems here in this first half of this game. Well, Thayer with a four-point lead and the ball, 6 minutes to go in the first half. Riley Davis brings it up across the timeline, slowly, gets to the top of the key, swings it over to Riley Jo Sorrell. She's going all the way through the lane on the dribble drive. Goes to the corner, brings it out top for Regal. Regal back to Riley Joe, working the right side of the floor. Now to Bowers out around the three-point line. And finally gives it over to Davis and the Lady Bobcats sophomore point guard. The All-Stater working off a screen looking for a shot. Pulls up her dribble, got to get rid of it. She does to Kinsley Regal. Regal trying to get it to Sorrell. The ball's deflected and out of bounds. That's a nice defensive play there by Reynolds. Cassidy Reynolds. And it'll be Thayer ball. They'll inbound it right in front of the Alton bench. And a long lob pass goes to Bowers under the bucket. Couldn't get a shot. Gives it to Davis. Davis steps through a double team, shoots and scores. Riley Davis with 15 in the game. Thayer leads it 20-14. Again, full court pressure, but this time McIntyre dribble drives around it. Tries to pass it down the corner, and Bailey Logue will knock it out of bounds. Alton will inbound on the far side. Right in front of the Thayer Bobcat student section, who apparently sent around an email to everybody to wear black. Alton with the ball. Pass goes to the high post, deflected, but picked up by Haney. She shoots one from way downtown. It's no good, and Thayer's off on the break. They lob it to Sorrell for the layup. She missed it. Rebound McIntyre for Alton. McIntyre moving off the screen, trying to get loose, and gets fouled. It'll be a blocking foul on Riley Davis for Thayer. That'll be number one on Riley. And remember, last night, Davis had four fouls. In fact, in the Lady Bobcat win over Couch, all five starters had four fouls and one fouled out before that game was over. McIntyre, we're going to get a delayed call by the official. McIntyre went around the defender and fell down, and then the official blew the whistle for a foul. That was a little late on that call, Bubba. Anyway, the foul was on Sorrell, will be her first. Second team foul on Thayer. Alton with the ball, down by 6, 20-14, 4:40 to play in the half. McIntyre handles it out top, goes to high post to Reynolds, back outside to Green. Jessica shoots a three, it's no good, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a 6-point lead, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. So far, this one has been everything you would want from a high school basketball game. By the way, while we're taking a little time here, I want to say thanks to a couple of your Alton boosters tonight, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, and Mr. Dent Collision Repair of West Plains. Oh, and the Lady Bobcats throw it away. Riley Joe trying to dump it down to Bowers, and the ball goes overhead and out of bounds. Bowers was open, too. That might have been 2 points. Points are at a premium in this one so far. 20-14, Thayer with the lead. Alton with the ball, McIntyre wide open for a deep three, doesn't take it. Gives to Haney, she'll fire it out of the corner, it's good! Miley Haney with her second three-pointer of the night. And it's a three-point game, 20-17, Thayer with the lead and the basketball. They swing it to Logue on the left side wing. Now to Regal. Regal swings it cross court to Sorrell. Riley Joe passes out to Davis, ball almost intercepted, but Davis controls, goes to the basket, lays it up, count it, and the foul. What a move by the All-State sophomore, Riley Davis, going down the left side of the lane. Fouled by Kaylee McIntyre. That'll be number two on her. And point 17 for Riley Davis in the first half. Riley is tied with the Alton Lady Comets as they have scored 17 as a team. Davis puts the first one up. It's good. That'll be the only one. Completes the three-point play. And with 3:40 to go in the first half, Thayer opens up a 6-point lead again, 23-17. McIntyre out top, looking to get rid of the ball now. Swings it on the right side for Reynolds. Reynolds dribbles down to the corner, trying to drive the baseline, and she's going to get fouled. And that's going to be a hold on Bailey Logue, number 22. Coach Denny Young didn't like that call at all. Still barking at the official, who's standing right next to him. Alton will inbound the ball on the baseline on the offensive end. They bring it in to McIntyre, fakes the three, gives to Haney. Haney for three, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound gets on the ground. Davis has got it for Thayer. Riley up the right side, going to the bucket. She gets fouled on the drive. She'll go the line and will shoot two. That one on number 14, Miley Haney, will be her first of the night. And going to the line will be Riley Davis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3:18 to play. Thayer trying to add to a 6-point lead here. Davis at the line, hits the first one. Riley missed her first two free throws of the night. She's hit two since then. And get a buzzer. Thayer making a substitution as, I didn't even notice that Jessa Dubois had gone into the game as Sorrell checked out. Sorrell checks back in now for Thayer. Second free throw for Davis is good. Davis with 20 in the first half. We still got 3 minutes to play. Alton with the basketball. McIntyre out front. Down the right side of the lane. Throws it up over Bowers. No good. Trantham rebounds. Can't follow. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And substitution for Alton, as number 24, Campbell, back in the game. Remember, she's got three fouls here in the first half. So Campbell put back in there. That's a little bit of a risk. And she inbounds the ball right under the bucket, and Reynolds will hit it off the window. Nice inbound play there by the Alton Lady Comets. Caught the Lady Bobcats sleeping on defense. Thayer with the ball. Got it to Bowers, going down the right side of the lane. Has it knocked away by Trantham and out of bounds. And the Alton fans didn't like that one. I don't blame them. I thought she just knocked it out of bounds with her own leg. The official said, no, it was touched by Alton. I don't agree with that call. Thayer will inbound the ball. Got it to Sorrell. She'll hand to Davis. Davis working against McIntyre. 2:40 to go in the first half. Thayer up by 6 with the ball. Davis steps into the lane, feeds it on the baseline. Bowers with a shot. No good. Sorrell with the rebound, and her outlet pass is stolen by Haney. Haney to McIntyre. McIntyre walking it up out of the backcourt. Crosses the timeline with 2:26 to go in the half. Alton down 6, needing a bucket. They go to Campbell into the lane. No. Trantham with the rebound and follows it in. Emma Trantham with her first 2 points of the first half. Back to a four-point game. Riley Davis out on top. Moves off a screen. In the middle of the lane. Shoots the layup. Count it. Riley Davis is having a night. She's got 22 in the first half. We've still got 2 minutes to play. Alton with it. Long pass down the right corner to Campbell. Campbell driving the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off, but a foul going to be whistled on Bailey Logue for the push again. Second foul on Bailey since she's been in there. And Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Campbell will trigger it in. Going to have to hurry. Finally got it in to McIntyre. She shoots a quick three. It rattles off the rim. No good. Bowers rebounds for Thayer. Got out to Davis. Long lead pass to Sorrell in traffic, and she traveled. Yeah, she did. She caught it. Tried to spin move away from the defense and forgot to put the ball on the floor. 6-point Thayer lead with a minute 41 to go in the first half. Alton bringing it across the timeline with McIntyre. Got it over to Campbell. Campbell back to McIntyre. Thayer back in the zone here. 1-2-2 or, well, 1-3-1. Ball goes in the right corner to Haney. Bobcats jump out on her. She'll give it to McIntyre. Back to Haney. Lobbing it inside to Trantham. Nice play. Trantham shoots and scores. Back to a four-point game again. 27-23. Davis with it out front for Thayer. Lobbing it inside for Logue, and it's intercepted by Reynolds. Nice defensive play, and Alton now with a chance to get back to within two with a bucket. We're down under a minute to go in the first half. Championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. McIntyre out top. Swings right side to Haney. Haney back to McIntyre. Now over to Campbell. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it back to McIntyre and Haney on the right wing. Cross court to Campbell. Down to Reynolds in the paint, trying to push it through, and the ball stolen by Bailey Logue, who then lost it. And the Alton Lady Comets get on the loose ball. 34 seconds to play in the half. Alton brings it across the timeline. Got it down to Reynolds. Now back out to Haney. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to McIntyre. Back to Haney on the left side. Alton being very patient here as we count down to just 17 seconds to go in the half. They'll start the offensive play with about 12. McIntyre just handling it out on top of the lane. 8 seconds to go now. Swings it left side to Haney. Haney back to McIntyre. Alton's got to hurry. 3 seconds. They got it to Campbell. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Bailey Campbell hits the 15-footer at the buzzer, and that's the first half, 27-25. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets by 2 at the intermission. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities. Of course, our halftime show brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Did you get us switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Well, folks, we're having a good time here at the Thayer High School in the championship game of the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic, sponsored by Thayer Plant Food. And 27-25 is our halftime score. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the top-seeded Alton Lady Comets by 2. Big difference in this game is the three-point shot. The Alton Lady Comets have hit 5 three-pointers in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats have only hit 3. Also making a difference in this first half, 6 different Alton Lady Comets have scored in the game, led by Braylee Campbell with 7. Only 3 Lady Bobcats have scored. They're led by Riley Davis, who has 22 at the intermission. Yes, I said 22 at the intermission. Again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead, 27-25 here at the half. Both teams in the locker room getting some halftime instructions from their respective coaches. We'll get our second half started here in just a bit. Are you listening to the halftime show brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer? We'll be back with your halftime stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Well, I want to say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. Alton Lady Comet boosters include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. And some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters include Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. Thanks for the job y'all did get me out of the ditch yesterday. Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. Well, I don't know about you, but this game is everything I thought it would be coming in. You got the top-seeded Alton Lady Comets, the number 2 seed Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats playing at home, big crowd, very energetic crowd. I mean, you can just feel the intensity in the air here at the Thayer High School. And at the half, we really haven't decided a whole lot. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 2, 27-25. And I think this second half is going to be absolutely unreal. Folks, don't go anywhere. And if you're close, why don't you come on by the Thayer High School gym and enjoy what is a great atmosphere here on championship night. By the way, earlier today, the Liberty Lady Eagles won the Consolation Trophy as they beat Bakersfield 74-71 in triple overtime. Folks that were here were treated to a really exciting finish in that one. And in the third place game today, Couch defeated Dora 49-42. We're at halftime. Thayer leads Alton 27-25 in the championship. of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And we're back. It's halftime here at the Thayer High School. Thayer Lady Bobcats still in the locker room getting some instructions from Coach Denny Young for the second half. And the Alton Lady Comets have just made their way out of the locker room. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First up for the Alton Lady Comets. They scored 14 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Thayer scored 16 in the first and 11 in the second. Thayer leads it by that two-point margin, 27 to 25. Scoring for the Lady Comets, Braylee Campbell leads the way with 7, 6 on a pair of three-pointers for Miley Haney, 4 points for Emma Trantham on offensive rebound and putbacks, a three-point play for Jessica Green, a three-pointer for Kaylee McIntyre, and 2 points for Cassidy Reynolds. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led at the half by Riley Davis. Riley with 22 points in the first half of the game, 3 for Caden Hillis before she got into foul trouble, and 2 for Kinsley Regal. And speaking of foul trouble, for the Alton Lady Comets, Braylee Campbell had 3 in the first half, 2 on Kaylee McIntyre. Those were the only fouls called. Well, 1 on Miley Haney, the only fouls called against Alton. The Thayer Lady Bobcats, Caden Hillis had 3, Bailey Logue with 2 off the bench, Riley Josaro with 1, and Riley Davis with 1. And we're set to start the second half. Here we go. 27-25, Thayer with the lead and the ball. Ball goes to Regal on the right side, and she missed it. Caden Hillis threw the ball to Regal, and she just missed it, and it goes out of bounds. Alton with the basketball and a chance to tie this game. Just underway here in the third quarter for the chip here in the Thayer Winter Classic. McIntyre, Haney play catch out front. Now they'll swing it on the left side for Braylee Campbell. Both teams, by the way, back to the starters on the floor to start this second half. Here's a long shot out of the corner for Haney. No good. Rebound taken by Thayer. That's Riley Davis. Davis raises it up the floor, pulls up now at the three-point line, still on the dribble, feeds the ball out to Hillis. Hillis swings it over to Regal. In the corner to Sorrell, back out to Hillis. Hillis to Davis, bring it out to near midcourt. Now we'll take it to the right side. Crossover dribble down the middle of the lane, goes around to defense, traveled, no call, and then threw it away. It is Campbell up the floor for Alton, gives to McIntyre, now in the corner, to Reynolds, dumps it down to Campbell. Her shot blocked by Bowers, and a foul going to be called on Bowers as she blocked the shot, got her on the arm. That'll be foul number 1 on Avery Bowers in the game. And number 24, Braylee Campbell, going to the free throw line, trying to add to her 7-point night so far tonight. First free throw is up and good. 8 now for Campbell. And she'll shoot for number 9. And a tie score. Takes her time, shoots it. No good. Rebound taken by Avery Bowers for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis up the right side. Holds up a hand depicting what play they want to run here. Ball goes to Hillis on the left side. In the corner to Sorrell. She'll shoot the 3. It's no good. Rebounded by Haney for Alton. Got it over to McIntyre. She puts it up the floor to Campbell. Campbell gives off to McIntyre. Down to the baseline. High arching shot is up. No good. Bowers rebounds for Thayer. Gives it out to Riley Jo Sorrell. And she gets tied up by the defense but got rid of the ball to Riley Davis. Davis bringing it in the front court. Thayer hadn't scored yet. Minute and a half gone by in the third quarter. Thayer got it in the paint for Hillis. Back outside to Regal. Regal to Hillis on the right side wing. Outside the three-point line. Caden now puts on the floor and gives it to Riley Davis. Left side to Sorrell. Sorrell looking at the cutter in the lane. Not open. Another one not open. And gives over to Davis. Davis fakes the 3. Now putting the ball on the dribble. Gives over to Hillis on the right side wing. Hillis to Regal. Regal out top, back to Hillis on the right side. Comet defense, and now Thayer gets it inside, back outside. Bowers for 3, and it's good! Bowers with a 3 for the Lady Bobcats, brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer lead is back to 4. Alton with it. Campbell feeds it in the lane to Reynolds. Reynolds turns, shoots, count it, and a foul. Cassidy Reynolds with her second bucket of the night. She got fouled on the play, and she will go to the free throw line, try to complete the three-point play. Foul was on number 21. That is Kinsley Regal for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And free throw is no good. Rebound will be knocked out of bounds by Campbell. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Regal had the rebound and had it knocked away and out of bounds. She will inbound it to Riley Davis in the backcourt. 5:29 to go in the third. Thayer up by 2 with the ball. They swing it right side to Riley Jo Sorrell. Looking at cutters in the lane. Nobody open. Outside now to Hillis. Hillis moves toward the free throw line. Kicks it outside. Back to Bowers in the corner. Out on top to Regal. Regal fires the 3. It's off the front rim. No good. And saved from out of bounds by Alton. Nice rebound. They got a run out on the other end. The layup is good. Cassidy Reynolds has scored 4, and we're tied at 30 with 4:57 to go in the third. We'll be back to the Thayer High School. We've got a timeout on the court. Timeout brought to you by our good friends over at Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman and West Plains. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, Cassidy Reynolds has scored 4 points for the Alton Lady Comets here in the third quarter already. And our score is tied at 30. Thayer and Alton here at the Thayer High School for the championship of the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer gets into the half court. Got it to Regal. Regal now to Hillis at the elbow. Back to Regal. She missed it again. Gets back on it in the floor, and it's going into backcourt. That'll be a backcourt violation on Thayer. Regal, that's about 3 times they've passed her the ball, and she just missed it. Thayer Lady Bobcats having trouble with this Alton Comet defense. They're having trouble getting anything going offensively here in the second half. Alton with the basketball with a tie ball game. They got to Haney. Haney right side for Campbell. Campbell dumps it inside to Reynolds, goes around to everybody, shoots, and that's going to be a travel. As she shot it, it was an air ball, and she caught it. Can't do that. And there'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball after the turnover. Thayer's got it back. Riley Davis with it, looking for a screen out top. Riley into the lane, kicks it back outside to Hillis. Now to Bowers. Bowers brings it in, looking to power it up, and she's going to get fouled on the drive. That'll be a foul on Emma Trantham. Will be her first of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 4:10 to play in the game, or in the third quarter. I'm sorry. Score still tied at 30. Thayer scored 3 points in the quarter. Alton has scored four. Thayer with the ball off the inbound. Riley Davis in the lane. Got to shoot it or do something. She shoots and scores. Riley Davis puts Thayer back on top with her 24th point of the game. Alton with it out top. Haney for the lead. No. Rebound. And a foul going to be called. They're going to call a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here. I believe it's going to be Kinsley Regal. Yes, it is. Over the back. And it'll give Alton the ball. Inbounds on the offensive end. They inbound it to McIntyre. Wide open for a three. Missed it. Rebound. Alton. Again, they missed the shot. And the rebound comes out long to Haney. She'll fire a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Hillis for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Hillis up the floor. Going to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound Alton. And a foul on the play. Going to be against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Jo Sorrell. And that is the fourth team foul on Thayer already in this third quarter. We've got 3.5 minutes to play. So Alton will start shooting free throws on the next one. Alton down by two with the basketball. They swing it on the right side for Campbell. Campbell dumping it down inside toward Trantham, and the ball knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Alton will trigger it in again down on the baseline. 3:17 to play, third quarter action. Alton looking in the paint. They bounce it in, and now back outside. Campbell's got it, fakes around the defense, gives to McIntyre, goes to the hole and gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on Riley Jo Sorrell. That'll be number three on Riley Jo. And it'll be McIntyre, Kaylee McIntyre, going to the free throw line to shoot two with a chance to tie the score. Kaylee has one bucket tonight. It was a three-pointer, and she hits the free throw. She's a nice player. Kaylee McIntyre, the junior point guard for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. And she's shooting here for the tie. Free throw is good. We're tied at 32. Thayer brings it the other way in a hurry. Riley Davis going to the hole around the defense. Shoots, no good. Rebound taken by Trantham. That's a bad shot by Riley Davis. Alton gets it across the timeline. Got over to McIntyre. McIntyre to Reynolds. Now back out front to Haney. Haney to McIntyre to Campbell. Back out to Reynolds for three. It's off the rim. No good. Trantham got the rebound for Alton. To Haney for three in the lead. It's no good. Rebound again by Alton, but stolen by Hillis. Hillis off on the break. Waits for the defense to clear. Shoots. It's blocked, but she's fouled. Miley Haney will be called for the foul. That'll be her second of the game. And Caden Hillis going to the free throw line trying to break the tie. Hillis didn't play much in the first half. She had three first quarter fouls, sat for the entire second quarter. Back out there now. Free throw is up. No good for Caden Hillis. Hillis will shoot another one trying to break the tie. We're tied at 32 with 2.5 minutes to go in the third period. Second free throw for Hillis is good. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are back on top. Hillis with just her fourth point of the game. Here comes Alton with the ball. Got it down to Reynolds in the corner. Back out front it goes to Haney. Now McIntyre. Thayer still back in that zone defense. Alton swinging around the outside. Campbell, now McIntyre with it. Right side of the free throw circle. Gives it back to Campbell. Right back to McIntyre. 2 minutes and change to go. McIntyre penetrates. Kicks it out to Reynolds. Back to Campbell. Long pass down under the bucket. Trantham catches it and scores. And the Alton Lady Comets have their first lead of the night at 34-33. Thayer with it. Regal swings it over to Sorrell. Sorrell brings it left side to Hillis. Hillis makes the fake, goes around the defense, going to the bucket, counted in a foul. Caden Hillis with 6 points in the game, and she'll go the line and shoot to add to the Lady Bobcat lead. Thayer back up again by one, 35-34. And Cassidy Reynolds checks out of the game as Green will check back in for Alton. Hillis at the line. It is good. Caden Hillis has scored the last 4 points for Thayer, and the Lady Bobcats are back up by two, 36-34. Alton with the ball, taking their time offensively, swinging it around the perimeter against this Lady Bobcat zone. Campbell's got it. She'll give it up for McIntyre on top of the key. Goes to the elbow, kicks it back out to Haney. Haney holds it there, one dribble, and back to McIntyre. Now to Campbell, just inside the three-point line. She shoots, it rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound is run down on the baseline by Riley Davis, and she gets tied up, and it will be all Lady Calumet ball on the alternating possessions. A minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Folks, this fourth quarter is going to be something. Good old-fashioned barn burner in the making here at the Thayer High School. Alton with the ball, McIntyre out around the three-point line, dumps it down to Trantham. Back outside, Campbell for three, it's no good, rebound Davis. And Thayer wants to run a little bit. They push it up to Hillis. Hillis gets inside the defense, shoot it, and scores. Caden Hillis has come alive. Caden with 6 points in the quarter, and she'll go back to the free throw line, shoot for another three-point play. The foul on Alton was on Miley Haney. That'll be number three on Haney. So Haney and Campbell each with three for Alton. Free throw for Hillis is up, and she rattles it home. Caden Hillis now double figured with 10. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with just under a minute to go in the third quarter lead it by five. Alton with it in the corner. There's Haney. Nice move down to baseline. Running one-handers, no good. Bowers on the rebound. Hands it off to Davis, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats can hold here for the final shot if they want. Hillis will back it out. Lady Bobcats going four low. Hillis going to the bucket all the way in and scores. Caden Hillis now with 9 points in the third quarter. She's got 12 in the game, and the Thayer lead is their biggest of the night at 41-34. Alton got it to Campbell at the elbow. Lady Bobcats jump on her. She'll give it out to Green. Green for three, and it's good. Jessica Green with a three-pointer pulls Alton back to within four at 41-37. 6 seconds to go. Davis into the lane. A little scoop shot is up and good. Riley Davis hits one at the buzzer, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets 43-37. After three quarters of the play, we'll be back with more of the championship of the Thayer Winter Classic in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
Well, I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Big D's Barbecue, Mr. Dent of West Plains, Forstler's Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer and Penny Lane Accounting. Thayer Lady Bobcats get the ball to Davis for a long three. It's off the rim, no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're going to call that one on Kinsley Regal, will be her third of the night. So Sorrell, Regal, and Hillis all with three fouls in the game for Thayer as we open the fourth quarter. Campbell and Haney each with three for Alton. Campbell's got the ball now on the right side. Campbell had a nice first half. She has not scored in the second half. Gives the ball up for McIntyre. Kaylee handles it out between the circle. Alton down six with the ball. McIntyre gives it to Haney. To the high post to Reynolds. Back out to Campbell. Goes down to the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off there. Passed into the lane. Is stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Here they come. Riley Davis up the floor on the break to Hillis. for three. Oh, it's off the rim, no good, and the rebound taken by Haney. Alton dodges the bullet there. Thayer almost had a 9-point lead, but here come the Lady Comets with a chance to get back to within four with a bucket. They try to go inside, ball deflected, picked up by Campbell, bounces it to Reynolds. She shoots and scores. Cassidy Reynolds has had the hot hand here in the second half for Alton, and we're going to get a timeout called. 43-39, Thayer leads it by four with 6:44 to go in the game. And I want to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen and Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, along with Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. And that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. All right, so first half it was Braylee Campbell leading the way for Alton. In the second half, Cassidy Reynolds. Reynolds with 8 points now, tied for the game high. She has scored six of her eight here in the second half. Thayer with the basketball up by four, 43-39. Regal with it, gives to Bowers. Now Hillis on the right side. Hillis back out to Davis, to Bowers, to Hillis in the lane, back out to Sorrell in the corner. Sorrell back out top to Davis. Thayer taking a little time here running the offense. They can afford that with the lead. 6:20 to go in the game. Hillis handles it out between the circles. Swings it to Bowers in the right corner for three. It's off the rim, no good. Regal with the rebound, couldn't follow. Gets it again and puts it up and in. Kinsley Regal with just her second bucket. She worked hard for that one on the offensive glass. 6-point Thayer lead, 6 minutes to go. Alton with it. They dump it down to Trantham. Ball deflected and knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say off the hands of... Yeah, and the officials are going to get together now. That should be Alton basketball. So the officials get together and got it right. Coach Denny Young not happy with the change, but it's the right call. Alton inbounds it, brings it out front for Reynolds. Reynolds goes to McIntyre. Now Haney back to McIntyre. 5:49 to go in the game. Thayer up six, 45-39. Alton goes inside to Reynolds, outside Haney for three. It's off the rim, no good. Davis got the rebound. She's pushing it the other way. Long pass to Sorrell, who scores the layup. Riley Joe with her first 2 points of the game, and it gives Thayer their biggest lead of the night at 48-39. Lady Bobcats pulling away. Alton with the ball, McIntyre on the left side. Regal jumps out on her. She'll give it to Haney. Haney working against the double team down in the corner, and Coach Shane Benson calls a timeout before the five-second call. 47-39. Thayer with the 8-point lead here in the championship of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree is a proud supporter of the annual Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon.
And I want to say thanks again to some more of our boosters helping to bring you the game. Folks like Legacy Auto Body and Towing and Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Big D's Barbecue, Allen Supported Living, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, helping to boost the Alton Lady Comets. All right, that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman and West Plains. Alton Lady Comets with the basketball, down by eight. They haven't scored in a while. Alton with only 2 points in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. And here's a drive down the lane by Campbell, or should be by, Campbell, and she gets fouled on the shot. Foul's going to be on Bowers, will be the second on Avery tonight. And it'll send Braylee Campbell to the free throw line, who has 1 point in the second half, and she hits the free throw here. Campbell, just a sophomore. We've got some really good young players in this game. Braylee Campbell, just a sophomore. Riley Davis, just a sophomore for Thayer. Campbell's second free throw is up and good. So Campbell in double figures, first lady Comet Thayer. She's got 10. Thayer coming against full court pressure. Got the ball up across the timeline. Sorrell shoots a three out of the corner. It's off the back rim. No. We get a held ball on the rebound, and it'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball with 4:50 to go in the ball game. 4:50 to play in the game. Alton will have the basketball. Davis applying a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. McIntyre with it out there. Riley can afford to do that with only one foul in the game so far. And she knocks it away from McIntyre, and it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Alton will trigger it in again. 4:41 to go. Alton down six with the ball. McIntyre over to Campbell. Campbell out top to Reynolds. Now right corner. McIntyre for three. It's good. McIntyre with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got eight. And the lead is trimmed to three again. 47-44 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer on the offensive end with a lead. Got it to Bowers. Bowers now Hillis. Hillis on top to Davis. To Bowers. Open for the three. Didn't take it. Avery's hit one tonight. Thayer continues to work it out front, running some clock where they can. Here Davis gets a little clear out. Now bounces it down low, back out to Hillis for three. That one's off the rim. Davis with a rebound, going back up. Couldn't hit it, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. I'm sure when she watches the film, Riley Davis will realize she should have brought that ball back outside and restarted the offense. Playing backcourt pressure, Davis, and McIntyre gets it across the timeline, gives it up to Haney, back to McIntyre, and left side now for Campbell. Campbell to Reynolds, long pass in the corner to McIntyre. She hit a three from right there just a moment ago. She's open again. She fires it off the rim, no good, and rebound to Kinsley Regal. A good, strong rebound by the sophomore from Thayer. Lady Bobcats with the ball again, up by three, 3:20 to go in the game. Thayer swings it around in the left corner to Regal. Regal back outside for Sorrell, and now Davis will handle it out front. Riley hands it off, coming around the lane, and now back to Davis in the corner. McIntyre stays right with her, wouldn't allow her to shoot the three out of the corner. Davis goes baseline. Looking at the bucket, shoots, no, but she's fouled on the drive. And that may be, now they call it on 34, and that'll be foul number one on Cassidy Reynolds. Team foul number one on Alton. And Riley Davis going to the free throw line. She has 26 in the game, only four in the second half. First one is up and good, 27. For the All-State sophomore from Thayer. And the Thayer lead is back to four, 48-44. Another free throw for Riley Davis is good, 28 in the game for Davis. She had 30 in the Lady Bobcat win last night. She's been good this week in the Thayer Winter Classic, playing on the home hardwood. Alton down by five with a basketball. They got it on the left side to Campbell. Back out to McIntyre. Now they bounced it into Reynolds. Reynolds back outside McIntyre. Steps inside the defense. Shoots. No good. Rebound comes out to Avery Bowers. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats can work some clock again. Davis bringing it up out of the backcourt. Taking her time. We're down to 2:20 to go in the game. Thayer by five. And working around the perimeter. Back out front to Hillis. Hillis over to Davis. Davis handles out near midcourt, working against McIntyre. Shakes her with a dribble, moves off the screen. Gives to the screener, that is Bowers, to the bucket, count it, and a foul. Avery Bowers on the little pick and roll. Thayer ran it to perfection, and the foul is on Braylee Campbell for Alton. That'll be her fourth. And Avery Bowers to the line. 5 points now in the game, all in the second half. And the second free throw, or the free throw, is good. Bowers now with six, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by eight again, 52-44. Alton with the ball. Haney thought about the three, now takes it to the baseline. She gets around the defense and misses the layup. Rebound to Hillis. She gets tied up. Wow. I'd say that was a break for Alton that they didn't get called for a foul. She got tied up from behind. Hillis went down hard, banged her knee. Can tell she is hurting, but she wouldn't come out of this game if you paid her right now. Thayer with the basketball on the alternating possession. Davis brings it into the front court against McIntyre. With it on the dribble on the left side. Comes off a screen out top. Run the pick and roll again. Davis goes all the way to the bucket and scores. Davis with her 30th point of the game. And Coach Benson wants a timeout for the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer up by 10, 54-44, with a minute 27 to go in the game. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
I want to say thanks to some more of the boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Steed Trucking, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, Partners in Shine, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio, and Big D's Barbecue, LLC and Catering. And thanks to Big D for providing smoked chicken in the hospitality room tonight, and it was some kind of good. Alton Lady Comets down by 10 with the basketball. Swing it on the right side to Haney. Haney moving toward the lane, kicks it outside for Green. Green passed in the corner, deflected by the Lady Bobcat defense. That was Kinsley Regal there to knock that one out of bounds. Alton will inbound it with a minute 10 to play in the game. Got it to Campbell. Campbell powers her way across the lane, shoots. They're going to call a blocking foul on Peyton Hillis. Or Caden Hillis, I'm sorry. And Hillis picks up her fourth foul. Going to the line will be Braylee Campbell trying to cut into the Lady Bobcat 10-point lead. First free throw by the sophomore, looking for her 11th point. It is good. 11 for Campbell. She'll be shooting for number 12 and cut the lead to 8. Now substitution as Reynolds will check back in the ballgame. And Trantham will check out for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. Now the free throw. On the way, it is good. Campbell with 12. The Thayer lead is 8 with a minute to go in the game. Riley Davis going to be double-teamed when she gets to the half-court line. She gives it up to Bowers. Bowers now to Hillis, cross-court to Sorrell. Thayer just playing keep away here in the final minute. Back over to Sorrell, back to Hillis. Hillis to Davis, to Bowers. Bowers back to Davis. Thayer, good job playing keep away from the defense. Davis has got it, gets out of the corner, still on the dribble drive out top, and we get a timeout call by Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 37 seconds to play in the game. Thayer leads it by 8. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, great crowd here for the championship game. Matter of fact, been a good crowd all week here at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. And they've been They've been enjoying some great games today. First game of the day went triple overtime. Second game of the day was a close one. And now the championship is an 8-point game with 37 seconds to go. Thayer looking to inbound the ball. They do to Hillis, to Davis. Davis going into the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up, no, but she's fouled on the drive. And Riley Davis will go to the free throw line. Fouled by number 14, Miley Haney. And Riley Davis will try and put her team back up by 10. 54-46 is the score. Davis at the line, first one is good. The sophomore All-Staters got 31 tonight. She scored 30 here last night. Second free throw is up, and it's good as well. 32 for Davis. Alton bring it the other way, down by 10. Got it to Campbell. Campbell looking for a screen, now gives it to McIntyre. In the corner to Green. Green to Reynolds, to Haney. Steps under the defense, shoots and scores. Nice play by Miley Haney. And Thayer now with 15 seconds to go can kind of run out the clock. You hear the student section on the far side of the court. They're excited. Their Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to win the championship of the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Hillis makes the catch, and there's the buzzer, and that's your final score. 56-48. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with the win over the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer wins the championship of the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic.